You are listening to the Speech Space Podcast, a podcast full of tips, tricks, and resources for SLPs. I'm your host, Jessica Cassidy, and this is episode one. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to take a brief moment to introduce myself. My name is Jessica Cassidy, and I've been a certified speech language pathologist since 2007. I went to the University of Pittsburgh for my undergraduate degree, and then I got my master's degree from Northeastern University. I have worked in a lot of different settings. I've been in skilled nursing, hospital, school, and private practice. So kind of dabbled in a few different areas. And I can honestly say I really do like working with all different age groups. I like working with the little ones just as much as I like working with my older folks in the nursing home. So I actually started blogging and creating speech and language materials in 2013. I actually was pregnant with my first, and I was running a social skills group, and I realized that I needed some materials for it. So I started to create my own materials, and I really enjoyed doing that. I really got in touch with my creative side, and it was something that I liked doing. So I started a Teachers Pay Teachers store called The Speech Space. And since then, I haven't really looked back. I've continued to keep creating, and I've had a really great time with it. You know, I always feel such a sense of pride when I know that I've developed something that will help one of my clients achieve their goals. I really like to look at them and think, you know, what could I make to target this area that I haven't been able to find for them yet? So I try to make things that I know will work for them specifically. And I just find it really rewarding when I find that that does help them meet that goal. So that's a little bit about me, and I'd love to hear about you guys. Feel free to reach out and contact me anytime. You can go to my blog, thespeechspace.com, and there's a button up top that says contact. You can contact me that way, or you can just drop me a line to jessica@thespeechspace.com. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's go ahead and get started with today's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is my first podcast, so I'm really honored that you're tuning in. Today, we're going to be talking about using Montessori-inspired activities in speech therapy. The Montessori method is something that we've been incorporating into our home lately, and it got me to thinking about how I could also incorporate it into my speech therapy sessions. For those of you who aren't familiar, Montessori was founded by Dr. Maria Montessori, who happened to be the first female to become a physician in Italy. The Montessori philosophy is child-centered and encourages learning through hands-on experiences. Montessori activities can be adapted for various age groups and to target specific communication issues, but my favorite area to address is usually basic concepts and vocab for my minimally verbal students. Because as we all know, learning through doing is so much more effective for those guys than teaching definitions. So the first activity that I'm going to talk about today is smelling bottles, or olfactory bottles, if you want to be fancy. These are really great for working on the concepts same and different. So the materials that you would need for this would be cotton balls, about 6 to 8 glass bottles with caps, essential oils, and some sort of colored paper or stickers for the bottom of the bottles. If you don't have glass bottles, you can really substitute any old empty bottle, like a pill bottle or something like that. Just anything with a lid that's small that a cotton ball will fit in. So what you're going to do is place a cotton ball in the bottom of each one of the bottles, and then you're going to add the same scent into 2 of the bottles at a time, meaning that you'll have 4 different scents overall if you chose to go with 8 bottles, or 3 different scents overall if you chose to go with 6. And then on the bottoms of those bottles, you'll want to color code them so the 2 scents that smell the same are matched up with the same color or sticker on the bottom. That way, when your student smells the 2 that are the same, they'll be able to turn the bottles over and they'll see they got it correct. So the object of the activity is for the student to smell 2 bottles at a time and determine if the scents are the same or different. They're able to turn the bottle upside down for instant feedback, like I mentioned, and then they get that, like I said, that instant answer there so they can correct themselves if they need to. I like to have visuals out so they can point to the symbol same or different as they smell the bottles. And I actually have a freebie of the colored circles that you can use for the bottom of the bottles. And I'll put a link to that freebie in the show notes. But if you want to jot it down or go to it on your phone right now, it's bit.ly. So bit.ly/Montessori in speech. Again, that's bit.ly/Montessori in speech. Now, the second activity that I want to talk to you about today is coin sorting. So I think this is really great for working on the concept big and little. So I like to use quarters and dimes for this one. And as your students progress, you can add more coins for comparing and contrasting. You know, you can add in some pennies and some nickels. But I like to start with quarters and dimes. And same thing, I like to get those symbols out, the big and little, and I like to sort them. I'm trying to think of what they're called, not muffin tins, cupcake liners. Cupcake liners can be really good for sorting the quarters and the dimes. If you want to go to sorting more coins, then muffin tins can be helpful. But since I'm just starting with sorting two things, I usually like to start with something small, like the little cupcake liners, and have them sort and compare and contrast, like I said, the big and little. And the last activity that I'm going to talk about today is a hand washing station. So for this, all you need is a big bowl of soapy water and a big bowl of clean water and maybe a couple of towels, depending on the student that you're working with. But this is a really great way to work on wet and dry. So you can have them put their hands in the water. You can even dip the towel in the water. Talk about the towel when it's dry, talk about the towel when it's wet, same with the hands. If there's anything in your speech room that can get wet, you can put it in there and talk about how it's wet, dry it off, talk about how it's dry. It's just a really fun way for them. Kids usually love playing with water. It can get a little messy, so keep that in mind, but it's usually really fun for them. So those are my suggestions for trying to incorporate Montessori-themed activities into your speech room. And like I said, I have a couple of freebies to go with this. I'm going to go ahead and put together the symbols that I mentioned for big and little and for wet and dry and for same and different. So I'll go ahead and I'll put those together and I'll leave a link to that in the show notes. And I already mentioned the other link that you can check out as well. And that's it for my very first podcast. So thank you so much for joining me today. I'd love to hear if you've incorporated the Montessori method into your speech therapy sessions. Feel free to leave a comment on the blog or feel free to shoot me an email to jessica@thespeechspace.com. Do you have a topic that you'd like to hear discussed on the podcast? Let me know. Again, shoot an email to jessica@thespeechspace.com and I will try my best to feature the topics that are most requested. Thanks so much for tuning in and we'll chat next week.